Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. While patience has long been considered a virtue, it has never been considered one of my virtues. I don't think anyone who has ever known me at any stage of my life, those who have known me as a toddler or a child or a teenager or a young adult or now as a more mature adult, those who know me as a husband, father, son, brother, pastor, what have you, would ever describe me to a friend as a patient person. And even though patience is a fruit of the Spirit, and I have been full of the Spirit since I was baptized at 2 weeks old, it seems to be a fruit that has not really grown real well in me. And even though I have often and fervently prayed for patience, I have yet to have that gift given to me. Though God has given me plenty of opportunities to work on it. And thus, as you might well imagine, since I have some patience issues, I also have some waiting issues. I have the hardest time waiting for my wife when she says, "I'm just going to run into the store and get something, I'll be right out." But I have no idea how long that's going to take. I have a hard time waiting for dinner when I haven't been given any time frame of when we might actually eat dinner. I have a hard time waiting for a bus if I don't have a bus schedule. You see, waiting for me is torture if I have no time frame from within which to wait. But I will have to say I'm actually pretty good at waiting. And even fairly patient, if I know what and when I'm waiting for. You see, I can wait hours in line for concert tickets, or for some special promotion, or for my daughter to come back from college, because I know what I'm waiting for, and I have some idea of how long it's going to take. You see, if I have a clear goal and understanding in mind, I find the waiting very doable. It's when the waiting is just open-ended, with no clear-cut goal defined or end in sight, that's when I find waiting so difficult. And I would venture to say that's true for many of us. You know, it's easier to wait to board our plane if we're told what's wrong with the plane and how long it's going to take to fix it. It's a lot easier to do that than it is to wait to board our plane when we haven't been told why we're still sitting in the terminal and when we're going to board and when we're going to take off. Having some definite information about what is happening goes a long way toward helping a person to wait. I think that's one of the reasons why young people worry so much about finding a person to spend the rest of their lives with, you know, finding that special someone to love and to marry, because since they don't have any definite information about when or even if it will ever take place, the waiting is difficult. I think back to my own life, how much easier it would have been for me to have waited for Potch if God would have just said to me, "John, you're going to get married at age 26. But since I didn't know if or when that day would ever happen, I spent a lot of time at age 21 and 22 and 23 and 24 worrying if I would ever find someone to marry. But that's not the way that God wants us to live. It's not the way he wants it to be for us as we wait for the day of the Lord, as we wait for Jesus to return. God doesn't want us to face our days with fear and worry and trepidation. He wants us to face the days with courage and with faith. But that's hard to do. That's hard to keep in mind as we live in a world that is increasingly hostile toward our Christian faith and our Christian values. It's also hard to do since we have no idea when Jesus might actually come back to take us home to heaven. Again, how much easier would it be to wait for Jesus if he would have just given us a time and a day when he was going to come back? But he hasn't. In fact, he even stated that neither he nor the angels knew when that day was going to come, that only the Father knew that. And thus the when of our waiting is very unclear. All that we can say for certain about the when is that all of the signs about the end have already taken place. And thus, it could very literally be any day. But more important for us than the when Jesus will come back is the question of if he will come back. And that part we can state with absolute certainty. You see, the cross and the empty grave are our testaments to that. Since Jesus died for us and he rose up from the dead for us, and since he's already gone into heaven to prepare a place for us, he will most certainly come back and take us to be where he is at. The cross and the empty grave are God's covenant and God's promise to us that Jesus is coming back to this earth in bodily form to take us to live with him in his kingdom of heaven. Therefore, we can face the uncertainty and the travail of our lives with courage and without fear. For though we don't know the when of Christ's return, we are convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt of the certainty of his return. You know, I get that waiting can be tough. I really do get it. But if we know what it is that we're waiting for, the waiting is doable. Our problem is that too often, not only do we get frustrated by the when of the waiting, but I think sometimes we get sidetracked as to the what it is that we're waiting for. Too often we get wrapped up in the here and the now, with our eyes fixated on this life and on this world, instead of focusing on that life that is yet to come. And as we do that, we wait for the cure. We wait for a change. We wait for a solution, none of which may ever come to us this side of heaven. And thus we're left not only waiting, but we're left wanting, which can then lead to both fear and frustration. But you see, God never promised us a cure, didn't promise us a change or a solution from our worldly troubles. Those promises that God made through the prophet Isaiah about the lame leaping like deer and the mute tongue shouting for joy, and everlasting joy crowning the heads of God's people. You see, that's all return of Christ. Eternity in heaven type stuff. Those things are all coming when Christ returns. And thus, may we each face the trials and the challenges and the troubles of our daily lives here and now with courage, without any fear, knowing that the day of the Lord is coming. And when it comes, when Jesus comes, He will save us. To God be the glory for the sake of Jesus, His Son. Amen.